Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. Peggy Douglas had returned from Wakefield this afternoon after spending the day with her fiancé, Nicholas Dorn. As she walked slowly up the front steps to the porch, Peggy was so deep in thought that she started to walk straight past her cousin Randy without seeing him.
Hey, what's the idea of walking right past me?
Oh, Randy. I didn't see you.
No wonder. You were a million miles away. What's on your mind, Peggy?
Oh, nothing special.
For a gal with nothing special on her mind, you certainly look solemn. Did you have a nice day in town?
It was all right.
See Nicholas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Talkative little thing, aren't you? Come on now. Tell your great big strong cousin what's bothering you. Sit down right here and pour out your troubles.
All right. But I didn't say I had any troubles.
You didn't have to. One look was enough.
Well, they're not exactly my troubles, Randy. Oh, it's just that I've been thinking about the trial. I couldn't get it off my mind all day.
Bill's custody trial. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, too.
I wish Aunt Mary and Lefty would get home. It's almost 4:30. They ought to be back by now.
Well, they probably stopped in Huntsville to do a little shopping. They'll be along any minute.
I only hope so.
Well, there's no use worrying about it until they do get here. Tell me what you did in town today. Did you have lunch at the hotel?
Yes, we did.
You didn't see anyone, I suppose.
Well, no. Nobody special.
I just thought you might have run into Lily.
Oh. No, she wasn't anywhere around. I saw Mr. Hoskins, though. He said Lily's working her head off, getting the supper club started.
That gal has a lot of energy, all right. She's a real firebrand.
Oh, she certainly is. Oh, Randy, I do wish Aunt Mary would get here.
Well, wait a minute. There's the truck now.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, Lefty. I'll go around to the front.
Aunt Mary.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Mom.
Well, children.
Hey, you look tired, Mom. Come on, sit down for a minute and tell us what happened today.
All right. I ought to start supper, though.
Oh, don't worry about that now, Aunt Mary, please. I'm so anxious to hear how things went.
Yeah, Mom, we've been on tenterhooks, especially Peggy here.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't very good news for you.
Oh, Aunt Mary. You mean Bill lost? He didn't get custody of the baby?
It's not quite that bad, dear. It isn't settled yet. This was just the first day.
Oh.
The judge declared a recess, you see. It was getting quite late, and all the witnesses hadn't been called.
What witnesses testified so far, Mom?
Angus called David Bowman first.
David? But I don't see what he'd be able to do for Bill.
Well, I believe Angus intended David more as a character witness for Bill. A man in David's position, being a banker and all, and with such a fine reputation, carries a lot of weight. And you see, David's testimony brought out the fact that Kit had actually told him at one time that she didn't want the child, wished she'd never had it.
Oh, that sounds like her, all right. Well, you'd think that one statement in itself would be enough so that the judge would award the kid to Bill.
I should think so. Imagine a woman, a mother, saying a thing like that.
I don't wonder it shocks you, dear. It is hard to believe that any young woman could feel that way about her child.
Well, I can't say it surprises me too much. All you need is one look at Kit Calvert, and you can tell she's not the maternal type.
Oh, but even so, Randy, her own child.
Well, As to Kit's not looking like a good mother, you can't always tell by appearances, Randy. If you'd seen her today, you might have felt differently. I confess I felt sorry for her.
Honestly, Mom, sometimes I think you'd feel sorry for a rattlesnake if you ran into one.
How did Kit look, Aunt Mary?
Very tired. And so pale. Well,
probably wasn't wearing any makeup.
Come to think of it, she wasn't.
No makeup. Why, that's the oldest stall in the world, Mom. Even I know that. She was putting on an act, that's all.
Oh, I'm not sure, Randy. I believe Kit is very much concerned about the outcome of the case.
But, Aunt Mary, if she really did say she wished she'd never had the child, and if Uncle David says Kit told him that, we know it's true.
Oh, yes, it's true, dear. But it depends on how you look at it. That's what this Mr. Farnsworth, their lawyer, brought out. He cross-examined David after Angus was through.
Well, what did he prove?
Well, he's a very smart man, but he strikes me as being, well, almost tricky. The way he phrased his questions, he managed to make it look as if it were all Bill's fault some way.
Bill's fault?
I don't see how he managed that.
What he brought out was that when Kit said this to David, it was shortly after she'd returned from California with the baby. Bill had refused to stay in Ben Calvert's house, you know. And I must say, the way he made it sound, you'd think Kit had been very badly treated. Coming back with a new baby and finding her husband insisted on a divorce.
But it wasn't like that at all. You know that, Aunt Mary.
Yes, dear, yes. Of course, I do. But the judge doesn't. And unless Angus can make him see the way things actually were, it looks pretty bad for Bill.
Well, was David the only witness they called today?
Oh, no. The second witness was Miss Thorndyke.
Oh, she's the nurse, isn't she?
Mm, she was. She resigned when she agreed to testify for Bill. Now she's living at the hotel.
Oh, pretty smart. Ben Calvert would have fired her anyway as soon as he knew she was on the other side.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he would have. Well, Angus questioned her, and she told about how little interest Kit seemed to take in the baby, never did anything for him, and so on. And then she mentioned something she'd heard Kit say once. It backed up what David had said, only it was stronger. Something about Kit saying the baby was just a nuisance.
My goodness, if that doesn't show Bill ought to have the child, I don't know what does. What does Judge Willoughby want, for heaven's sake?
Well, the trouble is, there again, everything she said could be twisted to Kit's advantage.
Oh, I don't see how.
When Mr. Farnsworth questioned Miss Thorndyke, he brought out the fact that she'd always wanted children herself. But you see, her husband was in the war. He never came back.
Oh, poor thing. I didn't know that.
No, neither did I.
But, Mom, what has all that to do with Kit?
Well, the way Mr. Farnsworth managed to put it, he made it seem as if Miss Thorndyke's interest in the baby was more a mother's interest than that of a hired nurse. In other words, as if she wished the child were her own.
But...
Oh, I think I get it. A frustrated woman attaching herself to another woman's child.
Yes. So, once he put that idea across, you can see what the outcome would be.
Yeah. I suppose he made it look as if Miss Thorndyke was jealous of Kit. So that a person would be inclined to doubt anything she said against her.
Yes, that's exactly it, Randy.
That looks bad for Bill. Aunt Mary, what do you think will happen? Won't Bill get custody of the baby after all?
Well, dear, it looks a little doubtful just at the moment. But it's not all over yet by any means, so don't worry about it. We'll hope for the best. Now, I'd better go in and take off my things. You can come and help me in a little while, Peggy, if you will.
All right, Aunt Mary.
Oh, now, don't take it so hard, Peggy. As Mom says, it isn't all over yet.
I know, but I'm worried. I did so want Bill to have his child.
Yeah, I know you do.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, if he doesn't, your decision to marry Nicholas begins to look like a mistake. There'd be no reason why you and Bill might not get together after all. And you can't go back on your promise to Nicholas now. Not again.
No, I couldn't, Randy. He's been hurt enough as it is.
But, Peggy, if Bill should lose custody of the baby, and you do go ahead and marry Nicholas, then you'll both have missed something very fine. You and Bill, and Nicholas, too. Because when you marry Nicholas, it won't be the real thing, Peggy. You know that, don't you?
Peggy Douglas didn't answer her cousin's question. She was afraid to, for deep in her heart, she knew Randy was right.
Who doesn't love a bonus?
Hi, I'm Mark Stefanski, chairman and CEO of Third Federal.
With Third Federal's new six-month bonus CD, you get an incredible 6% APY bonus rate for the first month, and then a super high rate of 4.5% APY for the remaining 5 months. Think about it, a 6% APY bonus rate for the first month of your CD, and it's FDIC insured. Plus, you get Third Federal's great customer service. So lock in your 6% APY bonus today. It won't be around for long.